Money Radio, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us, and it's a pleasure to welcome Rex Connor. He's the author of a new book, What If Common Sense Was Common Practice in Business? Don't expect fish to climb trees. Rex, thank you for joining us.
I am certainly glad to be here. Thank you, Sinclair.
I'm afraid that if common sense was common practice in business, we might all get into trouble.
Well, we might be enjoying our jobs while we did it.
Well, that's true. But you know this. There's a lot of things that you hear around a business that are conflicting messages. You'll hear something like, you need to be a self-starter. You'll also hear, we need more teamwork around here. Well, which is it? Am I supposed to be a self-starter? Do I have to get the team to approve it first? How does this work?
Yeah, and those are the exactly examples that make you scratch your head and say, is this really common sense, you know, this mixed message? Why don't we just settle down and communicate what we want to communicate?
How do we do that?
Well, the secret sauce that no one is talking about lies in, and your example is right in line with this, it lies in the foundational processes, you know, process just the steps we take to get something done at work. When those are subjective, meaning they're open to interpretation, you have all this, let's call it fuzzy information going on, fuzzy communication. If you can get down to the processes and objectify them, take away the subjectivity, you're going to have clear communication. And more importantly, you won't have the root for most of the conflicts that we have in the workplace.
How do we go about achieving objective processes?
It may sound like it's very complex. It really isn't. It's fairly simple. You can map out a process, the process saying, okay, we need to produce this widget. What's the step-by-step process for doing it? And you can write down step-by-step. Sometimes there are decisions, and you say, if yes, this way, no, this way. Once it's mapped out, there are two things you look for. You look for language that is fuzzy, just like the examples you use. Self-starter is fuzzy. There is a way to translate that I'll talk about in a minute. You look for language that's fuzzy, and you look for holes in the process. I happen to have done this down just south of you in Phoenix, here with Intuit, a portion of Intuit. We just did this process an hour ago where we mapped out, and you're looking for holes in the process. If there's a hole, someone has stepped in and figured out how to do it, but it's not documented, and someone else is going to do it differently. That's what we mean by subjective. It depends on the person that's there, and so you're going to have conflict when people are doing it differently. So you can actually identify those gaps, identify the language, and fix them.
And then how do we translate fuzzy language into clear communication?
The way to do that conversationally is, if it's okay to have a simple conversation, in fact, I'll use an example close to what you said. I had this conversation with my boss once where I said, Rex, you just started a team player. And I said, fair enough, boss. When you observe me being a team player, what are you observing me do? I want a list of observable performances. And so if he can do it clearly, he'll say things like, well, I want you to be to the team meetings on time. I want you to not roll your eyes when your teammates are are making comments. I want you to accept assignments, maybe even volunteer for assignments on your team. I want you to be there when the team accounts for the. He'll give me a list of observable performances. And if that list comes from the boss and I validate it with the boss, now I have defuzzified that fuzzy communication.
So why were you rolling your eyes at your teammates?
Hopefully that was just an example. I will neither confirm nor deny I was actually doing that.
But there are all these mistakes that take place all the time in business, and I think it probably starts with a job listing and a job interview, doesn't it?
Oh, that's so insightful on your part. A couple items I write about in the book I wrote, which, by the way, I hope people look and say, well, duh, this is common sense. That is the point. But one of them is we are often hired for a job with one understanding, trained basically for a different job than the one for which we are hired, and then we're evaluated differently than the training and the hiring. that just causes a lot of dysfunction in the workplace and gets in the way of a lot of productivity and, by the way, enjoying your job.
Now, if somebody is experiencing some of these problems with fuzzy communication and they're not enjoying their job, what can they do to actually bring about some common sense to the workplace?
You know, all of us have a circle of influence, and the bigger the circle of influence, of course, the more you can do. But even if yours isn't very big, just the conversation I had with my boss, you know, when my boss said, Rex, you aren't a team player, I can do that. It takes a little tact, timing, diplomacy, because my boss may not enjoy that conversation. But we can each of us can look for ways to clarify either communication that's fuzzy, open to interpretation, or processes. And you know, the key processes, I'm really concerned. I have a lot of emotional investment in how I'm paid, how pay raises are handled, how promotions are handled, how recognition is handled. If I can seek for, ask the right people, hey, will you clarify this for me in order to qualify for the maximum raise next year because you gave me the minimum raise this year? What can I do that's observable that we can measure that will help me qualify for the maximum raise? Mm-hmm. You can look for all these gaps or all these subjective parts of work and try to make them objective. Try to get them clarified.
Valuable ideas, and the book is entitled What If Common Sense Was Common Practice in Business, with the subtitle Don't Expect Fish to Climb Trees. What If Common Sense Was Common Practice in Business, the author, our guest today, Rex Connor. Rex, thank you. I've enjoyed the conversation.
Me too. Thank you, Sinclair.